The Cuéntame, or Tell Me Your Story, project began last year with a series of interviews with dozens of Dane County's Latino residents from all walks of life. The stories they told about their struggles became the basis for a DVD that was distributed to employers, healthcare providers, government officials, and educators. In this clip, with subtitled translation, a Latino worker explains the challenge her family faces because they don't have permission to work. On the screen, a graph shows employment statistics. One-third of Latino families in the county live below the poverty line. Sal Carranza of Latinos United for Change and Advancement, or LUCHA, says gathering stories from residents flipped the conventional community service model of asking the experts for answers on its head.
It's from the bottom up. It's from the community to the people that make the decisions. And based on what the community told us, we looked also at the data and tried to connect those two and say, hey, this is actually what we need to do.
What they needed to do was bring the stories and the data to employers and encourage them to diversify their workforce. Carranza says there's already been some progress in educating employers about the complex immigration rules that bar some, but not all, immigrants from working. He says if the new Homeland Security rules go into effect, tracking Social Security numbers more closely, employers who've opened their doors to Latino workers may soon close them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.